Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to @DReefer or @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning, Mary Jo.
Good morning, Daniel.
How's your week been?
So far, so good.
Well, sad news. Yesterday,
yes.
The passing of Babe Parilli, an absolute Kentucky football legend. I mean, if you were ranking them, he has to be up there, right?
I was going
to
say, I mean...
I don't know how he's not number one.
Who do you put above him?
Bob Gain from the same era would be the only other one I could think that would be close. But Babe Parilli led them to the...
George Blanda?
Orange, Sugar, and Cotton Bowl. The Orange... Sugar,
yeah.
And Cotton Bowls. He held the record for most touchdown passes in a single season for the New England Patriots until Tom Brady broke it in 2007.
Yeah. He was 87 years old. Tim Couch tweeted out yesterday what a great friend and mentor he had been to him. Sad news.
And he came back. Again and again and again. Like, he didn't live, he didn't stay and live here, but he visited time and again for reunions. He was around. He was around the program.
He's in the College Football Hall of Fame.
From all accounts, a great guy. I didn't know him, but many who have written and tweeted and said some great things about him.
Listen, as a starter, a three-year starter for UK... His record was 28-8. I'm not sure that we'll ever see that again.
And Kentucky's never been to a bowl game the magnitude of the Cotton, Sugar, or Orange since.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Peach Bowl, the Hall of Fame Bowl, Music City Bowl, Gator Bowl. I mean, none of those match Cotton, Sugar, Orange.
He was the fourth overall pick in the 1952 NFL draft by the Green Bay Packers. He played 18 pro football seasons, and that includes, in the Canadian Football League as well. He's one of only 20 players who played all 10 seasons of the AFL, the American Football League.
Did so much. Did you happen to see the article about Joe Namath? Joe Namath's thoughts on Babe Parilli.
Mm-mm.
So this was not just yesterday that it came out or anything. It's called the Talk of Fame Network. Clark Judge is the guy who put it out last night, but it's talking about Babe, and he says, but before there was Tom Brady. There was Babe Parilli, and he was not just good, he was marvelous. And then they go into his time at UK, a two-time Heisman Trophy finalist, an All-American, College Football Hall of Fame member. He was quarterback of the Boston Patriots from 61 to 67. He threw for 132 touchdowns in his career there. But in 19...
And now, isn't that when they were running the ball? All the time?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that football was different then.
Well, the AFL was known for...
Passing?
Yes, for getting the passing game going. And so in 1964, Babe did for 31 touchdowns, and that was the record that stood until Brady threw for 50 in 2007. Now, he also played for the Jets in 1968. So after his time was done with the Patriots... He was traded to the Jets, and he was the backup to Joe Namath. So Namath and the Jets famously upset the Baltimore Colts and Johnny Unitas. So Namath was asked about Johnny U, and he had great things to say, but unsolicited, he adds, you're talking about Johnny U, but the first quarterback I paid a whole lot of mind to was Babe Parilli from Rochester, Pennsylvania, 4 miles down the river from where Joe Namath grew up. So Namath says when he was in the sixth grade, this is quoting the article, quoting Joe Namath, I'd be going up to the Five and Dime at lunchtime to see my mother. She was working there, and I left school and walked one block. And in that one block, there happened to be an Army and Navy store, and I would stop at that store, and on the outside, I'd look into the window. And there on the shelf was a gold football helmet made by Hutch. I remember the name on the back of it, Hutch. And Babe Parilli had signed it. And don't you know that we traded for Babe Parilli? And in 1968, in that locker room, we're sitting together side by side through training camp, everything else. And I couldn't believe that I was lucky enough to be sitting beside and having a teammate in Babe Parilli. Boy, that was cool. Joe Namath.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. And Kentucky football has never been the same since Babe Parilli and Bear Bryant. Yeah. But we've had Tim Couch, we've had Andre Woodson, we've had Jared Lorenzen, but it took Tim Couch to break those Babe Parilli records.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you got to put him up there, top three for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. All right, on to the picks for SEC Media Days. And there may have been a little, I wouldn't call it controversy, but UK was talked of as a dark horse by some people before SEC Media Days. And, you know, watch out for Kentucky and stuff. And then you get there, and the media that covers the SEC doesn't really think that this year is going to be much better than last.
But the buzz, the feeling that you got was that they did think Kentucky was going to be better. Like, everybody did think, hey, this Kentucky team.
But not enough to put their money where their mouth was.
Exactly. Not enough to put their money where their mouth was. They pick Kentucky fifth. So basically, the team Kentucky has beaten 3 years in a row now caused Steve Spurrier to retire.
They're still saying, pick ahead of him.
Yeah. They're saying that they're going to have a better season than Kentucky. It's just, here's what it is, in my opinion. You can't trust Kentucky. They've all learned you can't trust Kentucky.
It's true.
It is true.
I mean,
they will let you down at some point. And those folks have been around the SEC long enough to know.
And really, look, you're not going to put them ahead of Georgia. You're not going to put them ahead of Florida.
But you could have put them ahead of Tennessee. I saw some people picking Tennessee below South Carolina even.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't know that you can put them ahead of Tennessee.
You haven't beaten Tennessee except once in 31 years.
And you haven't beaten Florida. That was a fluke, honestly. I mean, they ended the streak, and that's all well and good, but look, it was Dooley and Matt Roark. Like, that's just not, like, the stars aligned for that to happen. I would put them ahead of South Carolina. I would have put them fourth.
Fourth. That's what I would have done. It would go, for me, it would go Georgia, Florida, Tennessee, Kentucky, Missouri, South Carolina, Vanderbilt. Maybe Vanderbilt. I think South Carolina's last. Missouri has a great quarterback. That is
But doesn't South Carolina have that young guy that's...
Who?
At quarterback.
Yeah, but he's not Drew Locke.
No.
If you got Drew Locke, you got a chance. Vanderbilt, you got Ralph Webb, you got a chance. You got a good defense. I think South Carolina is on... They're just going to keep going the other way.
I'm not a Will Muschamp fan. I think the harder part for me was the lack of any accolades for more of Kentucky's individual players.
No respect, except I take that back. A little respect by giving Denzel Ware and Mike Edwards some love. No respect for Jordan Jones, him going all the way to the third team.
That was crazy to me.
Yeah. And no one on offense, which I have.
Benny Snell nowhere to be found.
I've got to make a case for Benny Snell because this just eats at me for Benny Snell. First of all, with Jordan Jones, he led the SEC in solo tackles per game. Led the SEC in solo tackles per game. Third in the league in overall tackles.
Third team. Third team.
That's third team stuff. It's just the SEC. You're just the leading tackler of getting tackles by yourself.
Listen, was Danny Trevathan ever a first team all SEC selection preseason?
I don't know that he was.
No, and he led the SEC, I'm sure, I'm positive, in back to back years in solo tackles. And I think the thought was, well, UK's defense is so bad that someone's got to get a bunch of tackles because no one else is making tackles. And then he goes into the NFL, and you find out, oh, okay, well, he also led the Broncos in tackles. Maybe he wasn't so bad.
The number one defense in the league that year.
And I can see Jordan Jones being that type of a kid.
Yeah. Well, hey, sleep on him. Go ahead. Do that. Now, no offensive players from UK voted all SEC. None. Here they are. LSU's Darius Geis. Is it Geis or Goose? No, it's Geis.
Geis.
Juice. I want to say juice, but it's Geis. Georgia's Nick Chubb. What can you say about those guys? I mean, you can't argue.
No.
And Darius Geis is a beast. He's a beast. Nick Chubb is a beast as well. Okay, Alabama's Bo Scarborough.
You can't argue with that or Cameron Petway.
Now, Cameron Petway was one of the leading rushers. I will argue a little bit on Bo Scarborough. Vandy's Ralph Webb and UGA Georgia's Sony Michel. So.
I mean, those are some good running backs.
They are. There's no question about it. Nick Chubb and Sony Michel are a great 1-2 punch, kind of like Boom and Benny were last year. Look here, Bo Scarborough. He wasn't even the first leading. He wasn't even the leading rusher for Alabama. Damian Harris was. Scarborough wasn't even the second leading rusher for Alabama. Jalen Hurts was. Now, is Scarborough a beast? I mean, just a man-child out there? Yes. It took Alabama a while to figure that out. I think maybe Damian Harris was being rewarded for the way he does things.
And this is a prediction. So, from what they saw from Bo Scarborough in his more limited time last year, they are expecting to see him so much more this year. And
right. So it is, yes, a prediction. Scarborough's 6.5 yards per carry. Less than Damian Harris at 7.1. Damian Harris had more carries than anybody else. He had 7.1 yards a carry. So you still put Scarborough. I mean, talk about no respect. Poor Damian Harris here.
Yeah.
Is getting no love. He only led Alabama in rushing and led the SEC in yards per carry.
But again,
backup is named All-SEC.
But I don't think Bo Scarborough is going to be the backup this year.
I agree with you. I'm arguing against it, but yes, you're correct. And I'm not saying Bo Scarborough should not. One Alabama running back should be All-SEC. I don't care who you pick. Yeah. One of them should be All-SEC based on something.
And almost any of them could be.
Yeah. Here's who I would take off, okay? But let me just... Snell averaged more yards per carry than Chubb and Michelle and Webb. Snell 5.9 yards per carry, Chubb 5, Michelle 5.5, Webb 5.1. Snell had more TDs than 5 of the 6 running backs picked all SEC. He had more touchdowns than Chubb and Michelle combined. 13 touchdowns for Snell, a combined 12 for Chubb and Michelle. Now, Geis and Petway would be my first team running backs. Chubb and Scarborough would be my second team. Snell and Webb would be my third. I would leave off Sony Michel because he had 840 yards, 5.5 yards per carry, and 4 touchdowns. He didn't even break 1,000 yards. And then when you're looking at the guys running, Sony Michel is a talented runner, but Benny Snell, I don't see anybody else that has that style running. Not even the best of the best in the SEC.
And Bo Scarborough is picked, right, because we're predicting what's going to happen this year.
Yes.
Well, Benny Snell, we already know, is going to get now
the bulk
of all the carries. He, you know, like you said, he didn't come in till the third game last year.
Boom had more carries.
Yes. So we know this year it's going to be a heavy, heavy dose of Benny Snell.
Benny's getting more carries.
So that's why I would have had him on there.
Yes. It's either going to be A.J. Rose or Saheem King behind him. Those two are going to split the second string carries. Benny's going to get 60-65% of the carries.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's going to go for at least 1,200 yards, in my opinion. And the reason why? UK's offensive line. 4 of the 5 starters come back. The offensive line gets zero respect in the All-SEC media picks. They return everyone but John Toth. UK was number 20 in the nation in rushing offense last season. Third in the SEC, only behind Alabama and Auburn. So the best running the ball teams, smash mouth, big boys up front, running you over, gaining yards, Alabama, Auburn, Kentucky! And none of them get on the All-SEC? Not a single lineman?
And didn't we have, for sure last year, Alabama said that Kentucky was maybe the best offensive line they'd played against. And Will Muschamp said that at Media Days.
What else do you want?
I know. So you don't have not one guy?
You don't even have to have Kentucky tooth their own horn on this. Talk to the guy who won Defensive Player of the Year from Alabama, who not once but twice, first after the game, and then when they asked him about winning the trophy and who was the toughest he faced, Landon Young.
I don't know how you don't have Landon Young.
He's not even your starter.
Cole Mosier's
your starter. But yes, and Will Muschamp says it. I mean, most physical offensive line, and no one. So here's what SEC Media Day voters, they found 15 guys better than any of UK's four returning starters. Two from Ole Miss. Ole Miss went 5-7 last year. What the heck are two guys on their team doing up there?
It must be Houston Nutt.
Well, wait till you get me started on Houston
Nutt. Yeah, well, we'll get into that later. Listen, Dan comes up with these notes, right? And they're extensive.
Well, here's how it goes. Just so you know, I'm not like in a dark room for 8 hours. It starts on Monday and it goes through Friday. And every time I see something, read something, I just quickly jot it down. And then if I have some time to flesh it out, I'll do that. But yes.
Now, 85% of it is sports related and UK sports related and that stuff. And then there's always a couple things at the end of, in case, you know, just
right.
Stories of interest.
Before you move on to that, let me throw this one more thing in.
Okay.
Four of Alabama's starting five on the offensive line, all SEC.
Listen,
I know it
is hard to argue with Alabama. Yes. I get it, though. But I just want to say that you left something off of this list.
Oh, I know what this is. Something I already know what it is.
So very important that at some point today we will have to talk about.
Now, this crossed my mind, and I said, you know what? I don't have to put it on there. Mary Jo's going to take care of this.
Yeah. I mean, it's a Senate run by the one and only Kid Rock.
Yeah.
And I have already ordered my T-shirt. It should be here in the next couple of days. I plan on stuffing envelopes and knocking on doors, whatever I need to do. But I couldn't believe that was left off the list.
No.
That's a pretty big-time story.
It is a big-time story. All right. We spent 20 minutes ranting against the SEC media for giving Kentucky no love.
No love.
I mean, South Carolina received 5 first-place votes to win the East.
I predict
they'll be dead last. Vanderbilt.
I mean, who picked them to beat Georgia and Florida? Who picks them first?
What about Vanderbilt? Who's the jerk who put Vanderbilt at number one in the East? Are you kidding me?
Derek Mason.
Derek Mason's brother must cover the SEC. It's just ridiculous. The only two teams in the East.
I don't think Kentucky should get first place votes.
I'm not saying they should either.
I'm fine with that. But when you look at guys who are voting and five people put South Carolina, five?
What that tells me is there are 5 beat writers for South Carolina that drink with the coaching staff.
Yeah.
They have drinks with them at Applebee's or something during happy hour. They get the veggie pizza and a Miller Lite. And the next thing you know, South Carolina's got 5 votes for first place in the East. Let me tell you that I saw this. I know we need to take a break, but I saw this. Oscar Combs tweeted something that I didn't even know existed. But it all spun from Ben Jones, former Kentucky guy, who's now covering Alabama. He wrote an article about the people who have covered SEC Media Days the the most consecutive years, the longest. And Oscar Combs mentioned he had covered it from 1985 to 1996. But before that, in the 70s, all the way up to 1984, before there was SEC Media Days, they had an airplane, a 50-seat airplane, that SEC media members would get together and hop on and go to the, at the time, 10 different SEC schools. That was Media Days. Preseason was make a stop here, there.
Wow. Well,
yeah. The good old days. Could you imagine that plane?
No.
Can you imagine that plane? This was before female sports writers, I would say.
When smoking was still allowed on planes. Oh, so you
smoky plane. Yeah. And then this is probably back in the day when, you know, the coach, I've heard the story that coaches would invite you over to their house on Sunday, the media members, and drink beer. And that's how you got the stories out there. Just before we were adversaries, before right. Media was seen as adversarial to your program. Speaking of, we've got to get into Matt Elam.
Yeah.
The comments that were made. Mark Story in the Herald Leader wrote an article saying that he believed it crossed the line. Did it cross the line in today's media? We'll talk about that next. 381-1313 if you want to get in here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Time Warner Cable Business Class is now Spectrum Business. And at Spectrum Business, the best keeps getting better. What does that mean for you? It means your business gets faster internet, more advanced voice, and over 99.9% network reliability. It also means no added taxes or fees, and no contracts, ever. Because at Spectrum Business, we believe in earning your business every day. Just call 866-928-4330 to get faster internet speeds, up to 60 megabits per second. Now for only $44.99 a month. And that's not all. You can also add advanced business voice with unlimited long distance and over 30 calling features for just $29.99 a month. It's all part of our commitment to redefining what a cable company can be. Call 866-928-4330 today and switch to Spectrum Business to get faster internet and advanced voice for our best price ever. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you, and the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
Hi, this is John Blevins from Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling with some summer plumbing tips. Be careful what you put down your disposal after your cookout. Run cold water at full pressure for 15 seconds before and after you put anything down the disposal to flush it through, and never put instant stuffing, potato mixes, or any just-add-water foods down the drain. For all your plumbing needs, call us at 859-252-3519. Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, the
Plumbing Busters!
Hi, this is John Blevins from Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling with some tips for the summer heat. Consider using an interior fan along with your window air conditioner to spread the cooled air through your home without greatly increasing your power use. Avoid placing appliances that give off heat, such as lamps or TVs, near thermostats. If you need a reputable company for any air conditioning needs, call us at 859-252-3519. Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, the
Heat Busters!
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I want you back.
I thought for sure we were going to get some Kid Rock.
Brad already had the mix planned. He's already got his eclectic mix set up.
He's already got it going. So you're not
breaking it. It's going to have to be something really significant. I guess more significant than a run for Senate to get something going.
I saw Kid Rock tweet that, hey, yeah, this is not a joke. This is not a drill, people. I'm running for Senate.
Also, it comes at the time where he just released his two new singles. And, I mean, one of them's called Podunk.
Is it?
And it is about Podunk hillbilly life. I mean, that's what, and yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's not bad.
All right.
It's not bad.
I, you know, this is a good time to run if you're not a traditional politician. Because
we've seen
a tactic that works.
But I was even wondering when he, like, as if he's some sort of real politician, whatever. But he's been political, and mm-hmm. he's been kind of involved. And I was wondering, though, is it now, has it the pendulum swung because of all the craziness?
Oh, back the other way?
Yeah.
There's no way they're going to vote for Kid Rock since they...
I don't know.
Well, is he coming out of Michigan?
Yes.
So historically, that up in that area has done well for non-traditional politicians. Jesse the Body Ventura.
He was
Minnesota.
Are you
kidding me? Who in the world would vote Jesse the Body Ventura?
My home state, bruh.
Hulkamania and all the pukesters out there pulling for Hulk makes me sick, Gene.
Gene. Mean Gene.
Yeah. And so he's governor of Minnesota, and then
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
But then you have in that area up in the north, Minnesota, Michigan, that area is, I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Stuart
Al
Smalley.
Franken.
Yeah, Al Franken.
Stuart Smalley, a.k.a. Al Franken. Who else up there? Somebody else in that area. Not Schwarzenegger was California, but somebody else. Oh, I can't remember. But anyway, yeah, it works. Kid Rock, it's a popularity contest a lot of times. If people voted on actual content, you know, things would maybe be different. Did you see the Hugh Freeze Ole Miss situation at SEC Media Days?
Mm.
Like, Hugh Freeze could not talk about Ole Miss football.
He shouldn't have even shown up.
I mean, they're the worst. So here it is. All right. Ole Miss and former coach Houston Nutt. Remember Houston Nutt, former Arkansas coach, Ole Miss coach. They parted ways with an agreement that neither would badmouth the other. It was part of his severance deal, which prohibits Ole Miss and its representatives from making any statement relative to Coach Nutt's tenure at Ole Miss that may damage or harm his reputation as a football coach. Signed document. We agree, folks. You don't talk bad about me, I won't talk bad about you. Well, the NCAA comes sniffing around. Ole Miss and Freeze put the blame on Nutt. So in the NCAA's notice of allegations to Ole Miss, 4 of the 13 allegations occurred during Nutt's tenure. So there's 9 other things.
Yes, that occurred during the...
With Hugh Freeze.
Yes.
4 of them, now, granted, the NCAA has presented some evidence that says... Nutt, you know, they like some ACT scores that shouldn't have been, and they.
But my goodness, Freezes have been where players like on live TV have been talked about money that they've gotten.
Right, exactly. All right, so Nutt responds with a breach of contract and breach of good faith lawsuit against Ole Miss the day before Ole Miss's turn at SEC Media Days. I mean, that was just perfect. Nutt's just back there laughing all day. On Ole Miss's media day. So Nutt claims that Freeze and other Ole Miss athletic officials misled media members in off-the-record conversations leading them to believe most of this was Houston Nutt's mess. So it's one of those things where it's like, listen, I'm just going to tell you, you know, put you in the right direction here. A lot of this stuff is not on Hugh Freeze. The Houston Nutt left us with a mess. You know, so guess who guess who comes in with a story about this? And in the Nutz complaint in the lawsuit, he cites a Pat 40 story. Here's 40 referred to in it as journalist number one. So 40 refers to an unnamed source in his story saying Freeze is not believed to be implicated in the NCAA violations, and much of it goes back to the previous staff. So there you go. You've gotten a national article implicating this is all Houston Nutt's fault. Freeze said the timing of it rubbed him the wrong way and pointed out that this is the fifth time out of his six trips to SEC Media Days that we're talking about something other than our team. Maybe that's on you!
Why? Why do you think that?
Could it be.
Out of absolutely nowhere, thin air,
yeah.
They have the number one best recruiting class anyone has ever seen of all time. Coming out of that mess that Houston left.
Right, right. Houston did such a horrible job that all of a sudden Ole Miss has, yes.
And everybody wants to come there now.
The best class ever. Yes.
Come on.
And then when it was questioned, hey, we need things the right way down here. I don't know what you're talking about. Me and God, we got a deal. We got an arrangement. I'm doing it the right way. Because, you know, he made sure. I mean, Paul Feinbaum asked him, and within the same sentence of saying, this is the fifth time in 6 years we've had to talk about this, something other than Ole Miss football, he goes to God. He brings up his religious. I'm not
12th man.
It's a Sunday morning. I'm not saying I'm not trying to attack religion. I'm just saying you can't tell me out of one side of your mouth that you keep having to talk about scandals and you've got nothing to do with it. And the other side of the mouth, you bring up God. To me, there's something wrong with you and you're trying to defend it by using religion. Like, I'm a religious man, I wouldn't do something like that. Well, why are you talking about it 5 out of 6 years? It's just a conspiracy. It's old, you know, the world is against Ole Miss.
Right, yes.
You
yes,
have they, nothing yes, they to are. Do with this? Ugh. To me, it's despicable. It's even, you couldn't be a worse human being than to try to bring up your faith when you know you're doing things wrong.
Yeah.
Got like somebody else we know from Louisville who seems to think he does things the right way. Yet his program is riddled with a stripper scandal. We do things the right way here. But here's the bigger deal. The other reason Freeze is so upset is Nutt filed a suit in federal court that may require Freeze and other Ole Miss officials to testify under oath. So some stuff could come to light that Ole Miss probably doesn't want out there. And unlike the NCAA, federal court.
Undoubtedly.
Yeah. The NCAA can't subpoena. It does not have the power of subpoena. Federal court does.
Mm-hmm.
Emails, documents, that kind of stuff. And then we'll see the true Hugh Freeze.
Listen, Dan, emails never get you in trouble. I think if we've learned one thing this week and over the last year, emails are fine.
Check this out. This, right quick before we go to break. I learned this, I don't know, a year ago or something, about your work email server. Some of them, I don't know if all of them do it, but you know how you write an email and you're hot, you're upset, you're mad, and you're about to send off something you know you shouldn't send off?
Yes.
Okay? Now you erase it and hit, I'm done. It automatically saves versions of it. So if you've written something, and let's say it takes you 5 minutes, well, the first 4 minutes of that is saved. You hit delete, you throw it away. It's on the server. If they want to go get it, they can go get it. Even if you don't send it, even if it was just a thought you had and you deleted your thought, as long as you put that thought down momentarily, digitally, it was automatically saved and could be used against you.
Listen,
that's crazy.
Here's my advice and words I live by. If you just simply throw a smiley face thing, the colon and the parentheses, you're good.
Just a little smiley face.
Put a smiley face, insert an emoji, whatever, and then you can always come back to JK. I was totally kidding. I put a smiley face on there. You got the joke, right? Smiley face. It's all a joke.
Once I learned about that email thing, I don't respond. When I see something that makes me mad in email, I push my chair back away from the desk, and I just usually stand up and walk around for a minute and maybe vent to somebody next to me. Because that's not written down. That's your word against mine. What are you talking about? I never said that. You're imagining things.
Also, you can really come back and be like, oh, I didn't mean it that way. Right. No, you read it wrong.
Clearly, I was upset at the moment. That's something you can't convey in words. Once it's in words, oh, I was upset. Ooh, this looks pretty nasty.
But if you put a smiley face at the end of it, you are absolved.
JK.
You are absolved. Hey, we got to talk about Matt Elam next.
Hey, this is crazy to me that LOL, OMG, JK, this thing has made it into our lexicon. It's not just on the phone. My kids don't have phones, and they'll go, JK. Like, how do you know JK? How do you know that?
Listen,
You don't even have a phone!
Really quickly, my man, Alan Cutler.
Yeah.
Had been texting, this is a couple of years ago, had been texting LOL to me and other people at the station all the time, right?
Oh, this is going
to
be great. I love this.
And I didn't think anything of it.
Right.
And then one day, we were talking about LOL, and Cutler said, yeah, it means lots of love. And I was like, and you've been texting us that all the time, every day, lots of love?
He wanted to get in on the latest trend.
You're right, and he thought Zach Tucker was always texting him lots of love, our former sports photographer.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Whew, LOL.
LOL. LMAO.
All right, we got to get to a break and be back. Yes, we do have to talk about the Matt Elam stuff that went down this week. We'll get to it next here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Different girl every night at the hotel. I ain't seen the sunshine.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
As a mom, I'm always looking for affordable family fun. I recommend the Lexington Legends. They play today at 2:05. Get your tickets now by phone at 859-422-RUNS or online at lexingtonlegends.com.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I have often wondered why people would hire law firms many miles from their homes, sometimes well over 100. This is why we have fully staffed offices throughout Kentucky and conveniently located for you. And I mean real offices, not a post office box. You can drive over anytime. When you want to meet with your lawyer, we're close by. And if you've been injured and are unable to come to us, we'll come to you 7 days a week. Also, if you ever have questions about your case, visit forthepeople.com 24 hours a day. And you can always call our office, even at 3 a.m. Try it. Being connected to you is our goal number one. For over 25 years, we've been here when you needed us most. It has been our honor to represent you and your family. Call or visit us anytime. We're here for you. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com. Offices Lexington.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Teach hybrid spring water.
Your children well.
And the volunteers of the Troubadour Concert Series welcome Graham Nash in concert at the Lexington Opera House Tuesday, August 1st. And coming September 27, Rufus Wainwright. For tickets, call 233-3535 or Ticketmaster.com. Presented by Hybrid Springwater, your local PNC Bank, and ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
20 illegal online pharmacies appear each day. But you can find safe and legitimate pharmacies online by looking for .pharmacy in a web address. Learn more at safe.pharmacy. A public service from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
ESPN Sports Radio 13. The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
It was 1989. My thoughts were short. My
okay, all right. Brad, I understand. We said, please, no, play Kid Rock. Can't believe you're not playing Kid Rock with Mary Jo. It's talked about him running for Senate. Brad even came up with politicians who were also actors. A whole list, like Alan Autry, Al Franken, Schwarzenegger, Ben Jones of Georgia. Clint Eastwood was mayor of Carmel, California. All right, so what did he play? I saw your picture today. Was that the song he played before?
Yeah.
Okay, there's a large list of the Kid Rock catalog that covers so many songs. That's the one that started for him. Mm-hmm. Could played that. Of all the Kid Rock songs, you choose the one that is directly associated with the most popular radio show in the state of Kentucky, sports radio, and a competitor of Lynn Martin's enterprise here at LM Communications. That's the song you go to, the intro song for a competitor.
We're not the most
popular. On the weekend, we are.
Okay.
But during the week, we're not on, so we can't be the most popular during the week. But on the weekend, we're the most popular. The one that plays that song, has the ratings during the week. So thanks for paying attention, Brad. We're headed straight to the top with this one, Mary Jo. Greg McElroy said the defensive line for Kentucky was disappointing last season. It needs to step up. He specifically called out Matt Elam. Said he was lazy and as underachieving a player as he's seen in this league in some time. So, our friends at WKYT went over there and said, hey, you know what you said there? What about that? McElroy said, I stand by it. I see a frustrating waste of potential in Matt Elam with time to still turn it around. And he hopes Elam heard what he said and uses it as motivation. Well, UK linebacker Courtney Love said on Wednesday, oh, he heard it because I sent it to him. He said, I sent McElroy's comments directly to Elam because we hold people accountable here. And he said, by calling out Elam, he's called out the entire defense and they must respond. So then today, last night, Mark Story released his column, which is on this topic. And he says, it is fair to point out particular players when they're hurting the team, such as Steven Johnson's turnovers at quarterback. That was a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You can point that out.
Drops, receiver drops.
Punting was poor last year. You can point that out because it's on the field performance that you're referring to. So, I mean, you see it. You can't hide it. So that's that. He's saying you're calling the kid lazy. Well, that's a personal attack. Now you're saying something about him personally. I don't know that McElroy necessarily meant it that way. Like, if Matt needs to get something to drink and he's on the couch, he's not going to go get it unless, hey, while you're up, because I'm going to die of thirst if somebody doesn't get it for me because I'm that lazy. I think from what I could hear from McElroy's comments, not only to KYT, but then to John Hale of the Courier-Journal, he seems to be talking about what he sees on tape, just watching games. Because McElroy does his homework.
I felt like he even, qualified that by saying you can see that he takes plays off. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where the term lazy is coming from.
I agree with that. That's how I interpreted it. Even if you don't interpret it that way, if you just hear it, do you think McElroy crossed the line? That's the assertion that Mark Story makes in his column on Lexington Herald Leader. Did he cross the line by saying Matt Elam is lazy and as underachieving a player that I've seen in this league in a long time? Is that wrong of him? Did he cross the line?
You know, if you put yourself, if you take your fandom out of it and say that he said that about, who was that gigantic quarterback at LSU that ended up being a total bust? He was the Jamarcus Russell.
Yeah.
If he were saying that about Jamarcus Russell, would you take offense to it? Maybe not, because it's a different team. I think it hurts us a little bit more because he's a guy on our team. But I don't think he's wrong. I don't. That's his job, is to come on and be an analyst. And if he had not watched any Kentucky film or whatever, and was just saying that because it was something he had heard through the grapevine. But I do think that he does his homework, and I do think Greg McElroy watches the tape, and I think he knows of what he speaks, and I don't fault him for saying it. He said a lot of other things about Kentucky too that's kind of not made the headlines because it wasn't a specific name of someone that was called out, but he mm-hmm. called out the receivers.
Yeah.
Called out the whole defensive line, basically. Yeah. But I don't think he was wrong. I really don't.
Well, it's probably no coincidence that Marcus Spears and Greg McElroy are starting their own show together next week on the SEC Network. I believe it's next week. But so you say things that
Listen, that's how you make it in sports now, is to just, even if you don't believe it. I mean, my God, look at, you just have to have a hot take. That's it. It doesn't matter what it is. You have to have a hot take. But in this case, I don't disagree with Greg McElroy. I do think he's been a giant underachiever.
Laziness is asserting a personality trait, though. Even if you're lazy on the field, is it lazy on the field or just not? You're not giving it your all? He's saying he took plays off. Well, here's another way that it could have happened. Besides watching tape. Because, okay, if you watch Matt Elam, we all have talked about it last season, seasons before, he appears to stand up rather than attack. So if you watch the difference between when he's at nose guard and Laquez Pringle's at nose guard, or Big Mel from the season before, Melvin Lewis, and you see how they play the position versus how Matt plays the position in a game, because Matt Elam becomes a thing where you're not just watching the game. All of a sudden, if he's in the game, you watch him and just him. So because he was a five-star guy who turned down Notre Dame and Alabama and Tennessee to come here. So when he's not the impact player that he is right away, he becomes a focus to where you begin to watch the nose guard. And when you watch him versus Melvin Lewis and Laquez Pringle, you see that he doesn't appear to move forward but stand up and then get pushed back. Now, I've heard him say that sometimes we watch football, we don't know what we're talking about. That maybe that's the way they want him to play it. But if they want you to play that position that way, then wouldn't Laquez Pringle and Melvin Lewis do the same thing?
also, wouldn't then he be starting over Laquez Pringle? Do you think that Pringle took that job from him, or Elam lost it?
Yeah, Pringle took it, and Elam is not doing everything they would like to see out of him. But they don't badmouth him that way.
No.
Stoops does not. Jimmy Brumbaugh did not. They don't.
Vince Mero took to Twitter and said, we got your back, after those McElroy comments.
Right. So they don't throw him under the bus.
And I appreciate that so much. That's not Greg McElroy's job.
Right.
That is Mark Stoops' job.
So if you're watching that and you know just a little bit about football, I think you can tell that it's not what you would expect from a guy like this. Like, I think of Matt Elam like Mount Cody, that used to play for Alabama. Big old dude, huge like Matt Elam, who just ate up the middle. So,
I do also think there's a part of it, and it's been said after every season since he's been here, and it's been a focal point of spring ball and coming back in the fall is, we've asked Matt to drop some weight. We've asked Matt to drop some weight. And if you keep coming back and you haven't done that, the perception is, and I'm not saying this about him, but there's a perception that maybe I don't care enough and I'm not working hard enough to get to the spot that I want to get to. Listen, playing in the NFL, if you get into the NFL, you have worked your blank off.
Yes.
I mean, these guys put it in. Now, there's a lot of natural talent, but these guys devote their life to making sure their body is in tip-top shape.
The athleticism that Matt Elam possesses at his size is why he was seen as... It was why Alabama offered him. It's why he could have a future in the NFL. And that's the other thing I think that's frustrating for people, too, fans, and maybe, and definitely McElroy, because he brings it up, is that you have an opportunity to do this for a living and make a lot of money. And it feels like you're wasting a God-given talent. Like, people get frustrated that, look, I would love to be blessed with your athleticism and size and have the opportunity to do it. And if I put myself in your shoes, there's no way I would allow this to happen. I mean, you could always say that, but I think that's the feeling. And then I think if Kentucky fans are brutally honest, they feel some of that of what McElroy said about Matt Elam.
Mm-hmm.
So is he just saying something that people just won't say? Here's another thing I think that could have happened is when you're Greg McElroy at the SEC Network and you do this and you do your research and homework, you have contacts. I don't know that he knows someone in Kentucky's program, but I would not be surprised at all if he was talking to someone. And this happens all the time where you're talking to a coach and you're not interviewing the coach. You're just talking to them about stuff like, hey, this guy, you know, we're thinking about doing a story on this guy. Is he someone we should do a story on? I mean, is he coming along okay? And they said, well, no, he's not really. He's still got a way to go. His head's swimming or something like that. But we don't say that. That's just information to help us do our jobs. So McElroy maybe says, you know, what's going on with Matt Elam? And maybe someone says inside the program, well, he's just lazy, you know, and he's just not doing some of the things. Like, they would be willing to say that internally and off the record. They're not going to say it publicly and put it out there, but they might be willing to say it internally and off the record. And then McElroy says it, but he's not saying that he heard it from anyone.
No.
He's just saying it. But he could have heard it from someone. It could have been that way too.
And listen, Stoops and the staff, they have had his back and have been behind him. But read between the lines. I mean, he also said, yeah, I had a meeting with Matt.
Right.
And I said, you know, there are ways that you can end this career on a positive note.
Right.
But you've got to do your part.
He said some of the best things I've heard him say since he's been here, Matt Elam, last year in the fall. He made it sound like, yeah, I've got it figured out. It's come to me now. I know what I need to do. I'm doing it. Things are feeling better. I thought it was going to turn for him last year. He had convinced me with what he said. And so now, Media Day comes along, and there will be a huge crowd around Matt Elam to respond to this. So you say you don't think it crossed the line. I say, in this day and age, it really doesn't. I don't think it does, because
no.
Is it a personality trait? I don't think that's the way. To me, I didn't interpret it that way. I interpreted it as
I don't think Greg McElroy is like, he's a bad person. Yeah, I wouldn't
lazy. On
don't
the
ever hire him off for another job ever, because right, he won't be able to do it. But in a football sense, he may be.
Yeah, I do think though, it was unfair. I don't like that McElroy said it. I'm not saying he crossed the line, but I don't like that he said it the way he said it. The defensive line was not completely let down because of Matt Elam. He could say...
Right, because he wasn't playing anymore. Right.
He could say, another way McElroy could put it was, you know, they had a five-star guy, Matt Elam, that they got out, turned down an offer from Alabama, Notre Dame, Tennessee, and he just hasn't panned out the way they'd like him to. They're still holding out hope, but it didn't happen last year. I don't know how much of that is on him. You know, he could say it that way, but he just straight out attacked him.
But listen, Dan, I mean, he's also in a business where it behooves him that we on the most popular weekend sports radio show in Kentucky are talking about Greg McElroy.
Yeah. No, there's no doubt about it. Yeah, I understand. All right, coming up. I mean, we've got a lot more football that we could get to, but then we've got a lot of other stuff, too. I mean, these Peach Jam, those guys down there. I mean, gosh, there's so much to get to.
So much to get to.
381-1313 if you want to get in here and talk about it. Here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
For a long, long time in Lexington, Hearst Business Supply and Furniture Solutions has been downtown. Well, they've moved. There's a new location at 500 Buck Place off Greendale Road with a fabulous new working showroom. You can see your furniture in action. Just visit them, tour the new facility, or they can come to you. Take a chair test drive. They have it all for your office at Hearst. Office products, break room, bathroom, space planning, furniture, everything from the boardroom to the bathroom. No order too small or too large. No space too small or too large. No job is too small or too large. It's local, family-owned, third generation, and it's owned by a wonderful woman named Hope Hearst. Are you the person who orders office products, coffee, break room, bathroom supplies? Get it from one source. Visit HearstGroup.net with everything for the office. Think Hearst first.
You know, it was right about 2 years ago at this time that a new restaurant opened on Main Street. And it's quickly become a favorite for anybody that wants the best steaks and the best seafood. It's Tony's Steaks and Seafood. They were just named one of the best steakhouses in the nation by TastingTable.com, a very big national website. Why don't you give them a visit? It's Tony's Steaks and Seafood on Main Street, TonysSteaksAndSeafood.com.
Mom, I'm sorry, but I cannot miss another day of work to take you to physical therapy. Can't you call Aunt Ellen or someone to take you?
No, I've called everyone. I'm so sorry. I hate being a burden on everyone.
After surgery, getting to therapy can be tough. Court's home physical therapy program can help you heal faster after surgery. A Court physical therapist will come to your home within 24 to 48 hours after surgery, even on weekend. They'll establish a home exercise plan following hospital discharge until the patient is able to transition to a Court outpatient clinic. They'll educate, empower, and collaborate with the patient, which is critical to a patient's well-being and quality of life. Visit court.com. Chinoway location now open.
Looking for healthy, homemade food in a humble, hospitable environment? Look no further than Skewers in Lexington. Delicious, authentic Mediterranean menu items including salads, soups, falafels, kebabs, baba ganoush, baklava, and many more. We also feature combo trays of locally purchased meats and produce, and we cater party orders. Visit us at 130 West Tiverton Way or order online at www.skewerslexington.com or by phone and have any of our delicious food delivered straight to you. Skewers, the only authentic Mediterranean food in this area.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLXG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Roger Federer seeking his eighth Wimbledon title, going up against Marin Cilic in the men's final, live on ESPN. With a win, Federer would join Rafael Nadal as the only men in tennis history to win eight or more championships at one major tournament. At the All England Club, Federer leads Cilic 6-3, 3-love. Baseball, about 15 hours after finishing up their 16-inning marathon at Fenway Park, where the Red Sox and Yankees used 40 players, including 15 pitchers who threw 512 pitches. Another long day ahead for the AL East rivals. They've got a day-night doubleheader. Finish off on Sunday Night Baseball, 7 Eastern ESPN Radio, ESPN, and the ESPN app. Dodgers try to run their winning streak tonight in their matchup against the Marlins. Brewers might be without left fielder Ryan Braun versus the Phillies. He's been dealing with a recurrence of a strained left calf for several weeks now. Manager Craig Counsell says Braun will be day-to-day the remainder of this season. Mets outfielder Yoenis Cespedes unlikely to play versus the Rockies because of a sore hip. The newly acquired Jose Quintana makes his Cubs debut at Baltimore. He's 4-8 this season with a 4.49 ERA. Cubs righty John Lackey had no setbacks in his latest bullpen session. He'll likely return from plantar fasciitis Tuesday night in Atlanta. A rehab start today for Indians righty Danny Salazar. He's been out since June 4th with shoulder soreness. Colorado does not yet know how long right-hander Tyler Chatwood might be out with a strained right calf. Golf, Shenzhen Feng leads the U.S. Women's Open. Martin Truex Jr.'s got the pole for the Monster Energy Cup race. Jimmy Johnson, outside spot in the front row.
Even after back-to-back nine-win seasons and three straight bowl victories, some feel Butch Jones's seat is heating up. What are his expectations this season? The answer when he joins Mike and Mike in studio Monday morning at 9 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at @DReefer or at @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
To admire, cause you're shining something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine.
The man who has never had a bad song.
Ever. Ever. Yeah, he's one of the greatest. We're witnessing greatness from this guy right now. He's one of the best at it. Before we move on from this, just a couple things that we found out at Media Day about the Kentucky football team. Steven Johnson said he was told he'll be the starting quarterback for the season opener. And then Stoops said, well, yeah, he's earned the right to be named the starter. But that's just for today. Drew Barker's back to 100%. Did you see what he did in that first half of that Southern Miss game? I know you don't like to talk about it, but gosh, did he look good? Of course, he was hurt after that. He's going to push Johnson for the job. He's going to get that opportunity. Stoops is just talking him up, I think.
I think you have to.
Yeah. They're not going to steer away from Steven Johnson. He is not losing that job.
I don't think you bring Steven Johnson to Media Day.
Yeah.
If.
Right.
Yeah.
But they have to. I mean, Drew Barker has to know he has an opportunity to win the job. So I understand it. But it's not happening. I mean, for all we know, Gunnar Hoke.
I was going to say, it's the depth chart said.
Yeah.
Barker or Hoke.
Yeah. So, Lynn Bowden and Michael Nesbitt, they're the only two UK incoming freshmen that are not on campus enrolled in summer school. And Stoops said that's it. They're not enrolled in summer school, so they can't be here, but they're going to be here. We expect both to be here. Lynn Bowden, of course, is...
You got to have Lynn Bowden here.
Yeah. He's the big... And then Phil Hoskins, JUCO defensive lineman transfer. Stoops said he's still rehabbing from shoulder surgery, and it may be the third, fourth, or fifth week of the season before he'll be ready to contribute. And that kind of hurts because of the depth on the defensive line and experience they have there. You need everybody you can get. And this guy is an important piece to that. You would like to have him at 100% through fall camp.
Yes.
Because those are important weeks. What you do there doesn't happen once the season starts. Once the season starts, it's a different mode. So
it's much more game prep.
Yeah. You can't work on the fundamentals nearly as much as you could there. Do you want to get into the depth chart, or you want to go into the ESPYs? Or you want to bring up the ESPYs next?
We can. Let's do the ESPYs.
Do the ESPYs?
Yeah.
It was. First of all, I got to say this. Do you see people tweet like, looking forward to missing the ESPYs again this year? Hey, I made it through another year without watching the ESPYs. Look at me. Do you see that? Why do people tweet that? I don't understand. Like,
I don't know.
Just because it's an award show, they do. Like, the awards are maybe 40% of the show.
Maybe. And 10% of that is awards like for the Courage Award.
Yeah, I don't mean that. I mean,
okay.
I mean the best whatever.
Okay, yeah.
The best, yeah.
Oh, it might even be less than 40%. Yeah.
Because the other, the Arthur Ashe and the Pat Tillman, and those are the ones that take up the bulk of the show.
Those are unbelievable.
Yeah.
Every year.
Yes. That's what makes, to me, there's two elements to the ESPYs that make them worth watching for me. One is the inspirational stories that I didn't hear about. Or maybe just a little bit, but they do such a good job of producing them and telling them. And they're so moving. So that's a big if you don't watch the ESPYs, you didn't get to see Jim Valvano from when he did his speech. Or Stuart Scott. Or, you know, so that part. And then the other part is the skits that they come up with whoever's hosting. Like we were talking in the break, I thought Peyton Manning was maybe the best since Jamie Foxx hosted it way back when and did my tennis ball song about Serena.
He was phenomenal. Peyton was hilarious.
And we just heard Justin Timberlake. He was good. You mentioned him as being a good host as well. But yes, Peyton absolutely killed it in those pre-produced segments.
The retirement home. If you did not see it, if you were one of those that took pride in not watching the ESPYs, yeah. There's got to be up on YouTube or something. The retirement home and the Super Bowl party were both so hilarious.
They were so good.
And he is so self-deprecating. And yeah. It's so funny. So funny.
The retirement home is just great. When he goes to the computer or walks in and the woman is at the computer, it's like, "Hi, Gam Gam. I used to play football with Peyton." And it's Tom Brady talking to his grandmother. And Peyton goes, "Oh, yeah, yeah." Oh, she goes, "Oh, did you win 5 Super Bowls like Tom?"
I mean, the whole thing was phenomenal.
It was.
He was great.
But the soldier who was severely burned and became the first person to ever re-enlist in the armed forces after being declared 100% disabled. Del Toro was his name. This guy, I just couldn't believe what I was seeing.
I know.
When he tells that he was so afraid after 6 months in the hospital that his son would be afraid of him when he saw him for...
I mean, it just tears.
Rips your heart out.
You see that and you're like, God, I complained about walking up the 2 flights of stairs to get in here this morning. The insides that some people have are just different. And then...
To persevere through that, yeah.
And how cool was it that Special Olympics took center stage at the ESPYs, which was probably long overdue, but awesome. I have always loved the Special Olympics. I mean, such a remarkable organization, and for them to get that kind of promotion, I thought was amazing.
And what about the speech by Eunice Kennedy Shriver's son too? I mean, he just a moving speech where he pointed to the Special Olympics, the kids that were up there, and said, "You have the power." He called them by name individually and said they had the power. I thought that was extremely moving. Vin Scully was awesome. Yeah. That was awesome to see him. The little kid from New Orleans who's had 2 liver transplants. My boys, they were watching at the time. They thought he was their age. Kid's 15 years old.
15, yeah.
He is special.
Yeah.
He's got something, you know? But his dad would say, what you don't see is when he's on and he's in the middle of this, he's that. But as soon as that's done, he shuts down. It's taken everything that he's had to put on the good face and the charm and the wit that when that's over and it's just us, he's in extreme pain and he's hurting. Now you don't get to see that part of him. That's something else too when you hide that.
Oh, I know.
My wife thought that Bill Murray and the Cubs thing went on a little too long. I loved it.
Did you? Well, of course
because
you did.
Because I'm a Cubs fan,
I did think it went on a little too long. I was like, clearly the janitor is someone.
Right.
And they let him be around a little too long. And then it ended up being, I thought it was going to be someone other than David Ross, who they had shown several times throughout the night already. So it wasn't like a huge thing. I thought it was going to be more of a surprise, like a Cub from the past. But...
It was on ABC. Ross is Dancing with the Stars deal. Yeah. So that's where that comes from. All right, my only criticism of the ESPYs, or my main criticism, was that there was a lack of a college presence. Like, Clemson was barely mentioned. Had Alabama won that title game, Alabama would have been plastered all over the place and Saban and all that stuff. They would have kept talking, but Clemson won it, so it was like, eh. Why was that not up for game of the... It wasn't even a game of the year nominee. Are you kidding me? That was a phenomenal championship game.
It was won in the last second.
Yes. Alabama led all the way through the game, and then Clemson rallied.
A football game that's won in the last second needs to be...
Look, I mean, the Super Bowl comeback by the Patriots, that can win, that's fine. I'm sure, but Clemson, Alabama had to be right there. And then nothing from the college basketball season. Not a thing. As great as the North Carolina-Kentucky regular season game was, or any other game that was great during the season, nothing. Not, I mean, college basketball got zero attention whatsoever. It was all pro. I think an Olympic year also made a difference because you had Phelps, you had Simone Biles. I mean, so that made a difference too. But, and I know they can't do everything and get everything in, but the ESPYs, and there was zero college presence of any college sport at all.
Yeah. I still enjoyed it thoroughly.
I did. Before we go to break, Lexington Burger Week. Did you get a chance to enjoy this at all this week?
Gosh, I have not. Oh. And I've looked up all the burgers and tried to, you know, because I knew I wasn't going to get to 10 of them. So, like, what's the one I really want to try? And, of course, I've followed it on Facebook and Twitter when people have been talking about it and seeing the reviews from it. I have not gotten a chance to.
Well, there's 46 restaurants, and I wanted to hit one every day, at least one every day. And I just, yeah.
And it's bigger every year. It's really cool.
Like you, I could not get to all. It just didn't work out. But I did get to two of them. I went to Campus Pub. They had a beer cheeseburger with an onion ring on it. That was good. And then I went to Drake's. They had a burger with bacon on it and this tomato jalapeno jam, which was this perfect spicy sweet thing. That was really good. That was my favorite of the two. But I heard people say, like, there was this guy I know that has a restaurant, and then there was somebody else who was at another place eating, that, and neither of these places have a burger. And they mentioned how dead it is this week, because the burgers are lunch and dinner, and they're only $5. So one of them I was in on Tuesday was Campus Pub. And so, like, the owner of Campus Pub comes out, and he's got a microphone. Like, they've got a PA system in Campus Pub, I guess, for bands or whatever, karaoke or something. And he says, "Hey, Lexington Burger Week, how about it? Folks, be patient. Look, these guys are working their rear ends off out there. We're going to get to you. You know, just be patient with us. Like, look, this doesn't happen to us all the time. Yeah. We're not used to this big of a crowd. We love you being here. Thank you. But it's at the cost of all restaurants that aren't participating in Lexington Burger Week. Their lunch crowd was nada.
Yeah.
And dinner crowd was down because Lexington Burger Week took over. But it's nice for a place that doesn't normally have that much lunch crowd or that much business for
it. I think it's the greatest idea.
Yeah, it is. It's a phenomenal idea. It's great. There were several others I wanted to try. For sure. I've got to do a better job next year of putting it on the calendar.
You've got to prepare for it. Yeah.
Clear the week and know that, okay, these are appointments I have at noon every day.
So there was a chorizo burger, the Wita burger, that I feel like you would have loved.
Oh, I saw it. I wanted, yes.
Yeah.
Bad Wolf over on what used to be Meadow Thorpe Cafe is now Bad Wolf. They had one that was a chorizo blend burger. Also would have been primo.
Yeah.
I like chorizo. Now, the Lexington Restaurant Week, which is also a good idea. Last year, I remember participating in that. It's like they would set the price at $25 for a meal for two or something like that. And I mean, that was great. But this year, they're, I guess, a sponsor backed out late. So they canceled it. So now they're doing something else the same week in lieu of it, similar to Restaurant Week. And it's called, Eat Lex Week or something like that. So I'm looking forward to it because that's coming up this, like, in a week or two as well, coming up in July. So I guess July is a slower month for dining out. The summer months are. So this is what the Restaurant Week and the Burger Week was, kind of an effort to keep people in the restaurants. And
I mean, Lex Burger Week gets a ton of pub.
It does.
I mean, on social media, people are always, it's all over the place. It's so cool.
I think I saw Lee K. Howard at KYT tweet that he had, like, made it to 9 or 10.
Well, I think he had 12 last year.
12 last year. Good grief. Well, he's younger than me.
So next, should we talk man gets stuck inside ATM or go back to sports?
We can do that quickly. We can do that quickly because this was ridiculous. Did you see this?
No.
You didn't see this story?
No. How do you get stuck inside an ATM?
So what happened, I guess, down
That's
in
a physical impossibility.
So what happens is people go up to this ATM, you know, get money, and they're passed a note that says, please help, I'm stuck inside the ATM and don't have my phone. Call my boss at this number. He has a little slip of paper that's like passed
out. They put through the money hole?
Yeah, where the money comes out. So you're grabbing your money and here comes this note. I'm stuck in here. Please call my boss.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God.
So it's not like...
But how do you get stuck in there?
Well, that's the thing. It's not a standalone little ATM. It's an ATM at a bank building. And so there's a little room behind it and the door locked behind the guy. He got in there to service the machine.
Okay.
And it locked behind him, but it's still a little room that he's stuck in. And he didn't have his phone. How do you not have your phone on you? You got to... Somehow he had a pen, which was a...
And a piece of paper.
Some paper. I mean, yeah.
How freaked out would you be to be the person that gets that note?
Right. And do you... What are you, I'm thinking, I would think I'm on a true TV show.
Yes.
Like Impractical Jokers or whatever. I would think I would look around like, okay, you guys got me.
Because I wouldn't know that there was a small room and someone was servicing it and they got stuck. I would think that somebody shrunk themselves to the size of a paper thin bill and slid into an ATM to try to try to rob it. Because that makes more sense than what actually happened, right? That would be the real explanation.
All right, we'll take a break. Gosh, Eric Kahn. What about this guy? Jeez.
What about this guy? This guy over here, huh? Eric Kahn?
This guy's a minch. Hey, what a minch over here. I don't even know what that means.
LOL.
He knows what it means. Back with more on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know you love the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
Has there been a Chet since Chet Lemon? That would be 80s White Sox.
Was it Tigers, Chet Lemon?
He also played for the Tigers. I think he played for the White Sox. No? Do I have that wrong?
He was on the 84. Yeah, he played for the White Sox and the Tigers.
I mean, Gary Busey in Rookie of the Year, he played Chet Stedman.
Hell of a show we're doing today.
Dan Levitard, weekdays 10 to 1 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
When a client comes to our firm after an accident or an incident, we have the awesome responsibility of returning what was taken away from them. A few seconds can change your life forever. Loss of income and earning potential, past and future medical bills, pain and suffering, past, present, and the future. The loss of the enjoyment of life. No longer being able to enjoy the things you once did, even simple things, nice walks, sports, and just living in constant pain. Our clients don't seek charity, they seek justice. They aren't looking for a handout or a lottery ticket. They're looking to have their life back and property restored. All they want back is what was taken from them. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about your legal rights. The consultation is free. No recovery, no fee. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com.
Offices Lexington.
The Arctic Cat No-Brainer Sales Event is back with savings of up to $4,500 on brand new 2015 to 2017 ATVs and side-by-sides. You can stop thinking and start riding. Deals include a 2016 Wildcat X1000 for just $12,999 and the 2017 Altera 400 4x4 ATV for just $3,999. It's a no-brainer. Hurry into MLS Power Sports on Parrots Pike in Georgetown for the No-Brainer Sales Event now. Offer valid participating dealers while supplies last and subject to change. Inventory may vary by dealer. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program date. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Ride the
victoriously.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. My fire,
the one. By far my favorite BSB song ever is this one.
When someone is on the lamb and running, sometimes, like, I feel like you could almost get behind something like that, that it would be kind of funny or something, you know? Like, there's even been commercials where they show somebody's running, like a Toyota commercial, they're in some car and they're running from the law. But if Eric Kahn wasn't such an absolute disgusting lowlife that ripped off so many people that can't afford to be ripped off at all, that cannot, you know, can't survive it. He takes their federal government funds from them for himself.
Are we positive this was him?
So, FBI announced it. I mean, this is the
it's
FBI.
Pretty hilarious that he went to Walmart and bought a bike. That's what you do, huh?
He's going to pedal his way across the border.
That's what you do.
Surveillance cameras at a gas station show Eric Kahn buying a bottle of water and a snack. And then at a Walmart in another town in New Mexico, show Kahn buying a bike. Now, this footage is from early June. So the FBI came out and announced this. Here, we got this footage, but it's from early June.
So he could be 10 to 20 miles away on that bike by now.
The FBI says Kahn fled Kentucky in a truck registered to a dummy company in Montana, and they found that truck abandoned in New Mexico near the Mexican border. But the FBI says Kahn meant for them to find the truck where they did. There's no indication he's crossed into Mexico, they say. So he's thrown him off the trail and he's in Montana? I don't know. He wants you to believe he's in another country.
This guy.
The craziest thing about all this to me is that the Lexington Herald leader and some TV stations are receiving emails saying that, hey, this is me. This is me from Eric Kahn. Here's an email from me. Because they got a message from someone claiming to be Kahn that someone from outside the country got him a fake passport, which he used to fly to another country that has no extradition. But the FBI story contradicts that. Like, the pickup truck in the New Mexico and all that stuff contradicts what the emails were saying. So basically, what Kahn appears to be doing, with help, obviously, is a campaign of misinformation to throw them off his trail of where he actually is, which might be somewhere in Floyd County.
But he's got to love the publicity, you would literally just disappear.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't.
This isn't a low profile.
No.
Emails being sent out, going to Walmart and buying a bike in Mexico. Yeah. But it just shows you can't hide. It's hard to hide. If I were going to hide, the mountains of eastern Kentucky would be my best bet, I would think.
Yeah. Yeah, right where you were before. Yeah. It's probably the best spot to go.
Did you ever see that story? I think it was last year they caught this guy who had been a fugitive for something like 40 years. Maybe 20 or 30, maybe not 25, something like that. But he had done something, I can't remember what it was, but it wasn't like murder somebody. It was a crime that he should be punished for, and he fled to the woods of like Maine, somewhere in the northeast, and just lived in the woods without like
modern conveniences.
Lived in the woods for something 20 something years. Like somebody on the Appalachian Trail was walking and spotted him. And well, he was actually, he became somewhat known along the Appalachian Trail as someone you would see. And just lived out there.
Now, I think both you and I follow the news, but I feel like even having seen pictures on TV or up in, you know, stores or something or banks, I wouldn't, if a fugitive or someone that the FBI was looking for, like, came up to me, I wouldn't know, I wouldn't ever recognize them. I don't see how more people can't just get away with it by moving, mm-hmm. yeah. you know, stuff. To Maine. I mean, why would you even have to live in the woods? Like, you could, I feel like you could assimilate into society and people wouldn't probably know. I don't know.
Well, the law enforcement.
But now they track your,
yeah,
you know,
I mean,
they
the
can
law enforcement
that.
Places, they have your picture and they are looking for the people who yeah. look like you. So it's not necessarily us who help.
Yeah.
It's the folks in the law enforcement community who live amongst us and say, hey, wait a minute. I think I see your poster on the wall every yeah. day when I go to work. That looks like you.
Just we watched the second Dave Chappelle special the other night.
Oh, I still haven't seen
and
that.
And he said, remember the days when you could just get divorced, move 11 miles away and start a whole new life? And nobody would be the wiser.
Yeah.
You could just move away and... I don't know. There's probably some other stuff with it that made that more funny than when I just said it now.
No. That's a different time. It's such a different time. My gosh, I finished Mr. Robot's season 2. Have you watched
season 1? I still haven't watched, no.
God, it's crazy. It's an insane show. It messes with your head. It's so insane. But it relates to real world. Yeah. Like digital hacking and how stuff happens. Gosh, it's crazy. Well, Brad just answered another phone. How about this? How about this, Brad? We'll take a break, and we'll get to the phones right after this. 381-1313, if you want to get in here, on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this. On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
If I could give you two pieces of advice in choosing the law firm to represent you for your injury,
get your tickets now by phone at 859-422-RUNS.
Pick a firm that's been around a long time. I've seen so many come and go. And pick a firm with the financial strength to give you the best chance to be fully compensated for what has been taken from you. Our battles have been against the establishment, tobacco companies, the pharmaceutical industry, insurance companies, and bully corporations. We advance on behalf of our clients millions of dollars, sometimes $1 million in a single case to fight the giants. Whether it's a car crash case, workers' compensation, medical malpractice, or an insurance dispute, you need a firm which can match the other side dollar for dollar, toe to toe, so that you have a fighting chance. For 30 years, we've represented the people, not the powerful. Let us fight for you. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
Hi, this is John Blevins from Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling with some tips for the summer heat. To help keep your bill low, set your thermostat at as high a temperature as comfortably possible and ensure humidity control if needed. The smaller the difference between the indoor and outdoor temperatures, the lower your overall bill will be. And if you need a reputable company for any air conditioning needs, call us at 859-252-3519. Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. The
Heat Busters!
You know, it was right about 2 years ago at this time that a new restaurant opened on Main Street. And it's quickly become a favorite for anybody that wants the best steaks and the best seafood. It's Tony's Steaks and Seafood. They were just named one of the best steakhouses in the nation by TastingTable.com, a very big national website. Why don't you give them a visit? It's Tony's Steaks and Seafood on Main Street. TonysSteaksAndSeafood.com.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
That's just one adoption story that started at a shelter. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
ESPN Sports Radio. The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live.
Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I got my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway. So watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you
hey!
He's coming for you, Eric. Eric Kahn. Eric Kahn is in Mexico. You know he is. FBI says, no, he wants you to think that's where he is. That's where he is. You don't get to New Mexico and then go,
I'm going to leave my truck here and go back.
Yeah, I'm going to try my luck here in the States. No. Hey, Joe, our buddy from Paris on the line. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Joe.
Hey, I just heard Little Junior Brown now. But I'm happy as a lark. I love Junior Brown. Have y'all ever heard him play guitar?
No.
This man, just go to YouTube.
Look, I have.
Junior Brown.
Yeah.
This man is as good as any guitarist I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
You know, and he looks like a big dork standing up with a cowboy hat on in the suit all the time. But, man, he is talented. And, Dan, you said some show messed with your head. I don't think it's hard to mess with your head.
You got him nailed down.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I'm really excited. My oldest daughter is coming down today. And for my birthday, which was yesterday, she's bringing me two framed and signed Brett Favre posters.
Well, happy birthday. That's a nice happy birthday. That's a nice birthday present.
Let me just say this, though. Do you really need more than one? Because I could take that other one off your hands.
I had your feeling you was going to say something.
Could take the other one off your hands.
You know what?
Well, let's just hope your daughter doesn't, like, give it to you and then decide, well, maybe I'm not going to give it to you. And then when she's ready to leave, she takes it back. And then she goes, wait, no, maybe I will give you the Brett Favre poster.
Well, you know,
maybe I'll keep it.
That is kind of scary because they actually belong to her husband who died of cancer. So she might get second thoughts on that. I don't know. But, yeah,
well, I was referring to the Brett Favre's indecision about retiring or not. That's what I was trying to go with
Yeah, but that's good. But, yeah, you know, I'm so old, I remember when the Kentucky River was just a stream, man. I'm taking it.
Moby Dick was just a guppy.
And I'm hurting all the time. You know, it's like you wake up and you're hurting worse than what it was when you went to bed. And I can't figure that one out, you know. So, but, hey.
Well, you're probably not drinking enough.
Well, I tell you what, I did yesterday when it was my birthday. I couldn't even stand up to watch the 10 o'clock movie.
Well, happy birthday, Joe.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Joe. But, you know, I hate to pile on Matt Elam, but I think the guy was telling the truth.
I don't disagree with you.
Yeah, because when you watch him play, you can tell one play, two or three plays, he just gangbusters, you know, takes two guys up. Next thing you know, he's not doing nothing. And, you know, and I'm not coming down on the guy. I'm not. I don't mean it at all. You know, I hope he has a great season because if he does, it's going to help UK a lot. And with the way he's been playing, he's going to have real trouble getting into a good pro team. You know, he might wind up in Canada or something like that. I don't know, but I'm not criticizing him. I really don't mean it that way, but I wish you know, sometimes you just got to get your act together.
Yeah,
that's it, you know. And I just appreciate talking to y'all. I didn't do much cooking today. I stuffed some bell peppers, some banana peppers, and some jalapeno peppers. Man, I'm going to be setting the woods on fire later tonight. Because the meat that's in them has serrano peppers in them, too. So.
Oh, uh-oh. Good grief.
Yeah, that's... So,
it's going to be a hot day. So, you know, but hey, guys, I really appreciate listening to y'all every Sunday, and I hope y'all have a great day.
You too, and happy birthday, Joe.
Yes, happy birthday,
Thank
Joe.
Thank you.
Let's get to Al. Al is next here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Good morning, Al.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Good.
Good morning.
Beautiful Sunday day. You were talking a little bit about Eric Kahn, and I think about attorneys and financial managers and people that have handled the finances of sports stars, and NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball players, and often guys who see stories surface where these guys are built out of millions because the folks that they can trust with their money some kind of way squander, 100, fill it, or what have you. How can intelligent men that put their bodies on the line on these different surfaces wind up not knowing that someone is stealing their money? And what's your take on that?
Well, I think sometimes, you know, every situation is probably different, but I think sometimes they know the money's gone because that person is telling them what it's going to, and they're just lying to them.
There's trust in the wrong person. In the case of Eric Kahn, he exploited an epidemic in Eastern Kentucky, which is disability. Like, there are definitely, without a doubt, people who are disabled and need financial assistance because they cannot earn for themselves due to physical disabilities. But there are definitely a lot of folks who also, you know, exploit the system and try to work it to get disability, even though it might just be something minor, but find a way to live off the government. And we know, I mean, it's where I grew up. I've seen it. It is what it is. It's part of the fabric of Eastern Kentucky is folks on disability. And when that is something you see every day and you're an attorney, you see a stream of revenue coming in, going to these people from the federal government, and you find a corrupt way to funnel it your way. And when you offer to someone, hey, I can get you 100% disability. I can make it so that you don't work and the government pays you to sit at home, watch TV, or do whatever you want. Now, Eric Kahn offers that opportunity to you in Eastern Kentucky. He's doing well. It's tempting.
Particularly when he can persuade a judge to do crooked things as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't just him. There was some collusion going on.
And that's his thing. He's upset. He's like, why am I getting all the time? I mean, the judge was just as bad. I mean, he was fixing it for me.
As far as sports stars, too, I think that I think it's always such a people say, how does that money go so quickly? And really, if you think about $20 million to an athlete, now that seems just like an exorbitant amount of money to you and me, and we wouldn't ever have to work again in our lives and this and that. But you take 50% off the top for taxes. Now you're down to $10 million. And then you've got your agent who's going to get
a percentage,
10%. 10% of the before tax.
Yeah.
So that's $2 million. So now you're down to $8 million. And, you know, there's other expenses that, you know, it can go away pretty quickly.
There's something. Go ahead, Al.
The one thing you did mention is baby mamas. Sean Kemp had several baby mamas, and that's Travis Henry, who was crazy enough to try to sell cocaine, had 20 kids or so, and a lot of his money was absorbed in tax support. So that right there is a big stigma. When you read the line on why they lose all their money, that always is part of that list. It's a part of the list that you to add on to the things you said, Mary Jo, that child support is a big issue for some of these guys, unfortunately.
Well, and then just financial literacy, too. Look, you're a kid in college and a basketball player. I mean, if you're good, you're here 1 year in college. Now, freshman courses is that among them? Is financial literacy and how to handle your money as a millionaire among the freshman curriculum? I doubt it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that UK has some of that stuff, though, for their athletes, that they have some of that education, but it's not necessarily like part of their 12 hours per semester, necessarily.
Football. It's also one thing to have someone kind of talk to you about it, go over it with you, and then 6 months later, you get that first check.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even me, if I'm me today as a 40-year-old, and someone gave me a check.
A big check, yeah.
I mean, I would still probably squander a lot of it on foolish things.
And then when it comes to athletes, these people are someone they already trust. So a lot of times they trust their money to people they've known. and already trust, like the guy from UK who was director of basketball operations, yeah, who swindled
Leon Smith.
Yeah. Darius Miller and Josh Harrelson. I mean, this is someone they trusted. So,
wow.
So, I mean, somebody goes the wrong way. Somebody goes the wrong way. And then, of course, you go deeper than that with AAU. Like, at these AAU right now, if you want to get to and talk to player X, you might have to go through a couple guys. We're talking about a 16-year-old. And I've got to go through someone to talk to him? What are you talking about? So who is that guy? Well, that's a guy that wants to capitalize on this kid when he becomes a millionaire. So there's a lot of vultures out there.
Sam will be at an AAU tournament in Cincinnati later today. And if anyone does want to speak with him about that, it is totally cool with me. Free of charge. Let's get him that scholarship.
Well, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go and take him out. Play Powerball. Hope I win so I can squander millions. And if I win, I'll think about you two guys and treat y'all to some falling donuts next Sunday.
I would appreciate that. That'd be all we need.
Yeah. Thank you, Al.
All right.
Speaking of money, did you see what the Atlanta Falcons did with their Mercedes-Benz Stadium?
Love it.
Fan first menu.
Love it.
Thank you. Thank you for thinking of this. Thank you, someone. There is nothing worse than going and paying for the ticket price, paying for parking, and then getting in there with a family of four and having to pay $4 for a bottle of water and $12 for a chicken sandwich that is not good enough to cost even $8. If you're going to pay $12 for a chicken sandwich, it should be at Malone's.
Yeah, and really, really good. And listen to this.
Not at a concession stand.
$2 sodas with unlimited free refills. And, what?
In addition to that, it's standalone beverage areas. So once you buy the $2 soda, you don't go back to the concession stand. You go to these little fill-up stations where you just refill your soda there. So that cuts down on the lines. Bottled water, $2.
And here's the thing.
As it should
be. Do you think they're operating at a loss?
No.
They're still going to make money on this. So when you go to other stadiums and they're charging you five times that amount.
Right. This is what it is at a high school game. At a high school football game. At a high school basketball game.
Hot dogs, popcorn, $2.
That's what these prices are when you go there. Peanuts, pizza, nachos, waffle fries. $3 a piece. You go to Bryan Station for a basketball game.
That makes me want to go
for a football game. That's what it is. That's the price.
That makes me want to go to a Falcons game.
It does. 12-ounce beer, $5. Hey, what an idea.
I know.
But here's the thing. The Falcons took a study. They did a study and went in to find out what people found, what their opinions were of food and beverage. And the third most important factor of driving them to go to a game is food and beverage. But the lowest ranked in terms of satisfaction was food and beverage. So it's the third most important thing and the one that's worst executed. It's the one that they feel like it's the worst. Because when you pay $4 for a bottle, I'm gonna just take a little something on UK here. All right, okay. They're not going to like it, but look, the baseball team has a regional. You put up extra bleachers. You set attendance records 2 out of 3 nights ever, most people ever, to show up at Cliffhagen Stadium. It's 100 degrees outside. You're on top of each other. And you want me to pay $4 for a bottle of water for this kid, and $4 for a bottle of water for this kid, and $4 for a bottle of water for me, and $4 for a bottle of water for my wife, and now I've spent $16 to stay hydrated, and we just helped you sell out for 2 days in a row, set attendance records. It's a non-revenue sport. A non-revenue sport. They're not even counting on the money that baseball makes to support its athletic department. It's icing on the cake. You get that kind of support, and you treat them with $4 bottles of water and $8 chicken sandwiches? If the Atlanta Falcons and Mercedes-Benz Stadium can charge $2 for a bottle of water and $2 for a hot dog and keep those prices for the SEC championship game and the Peach Bowl, which they're going to do, and the 2018 College Football National Championship game, and the 2020 Final Four. Those prices, all the Falcons games and all those events I just mentioned, will stay the same.
It's genius.
It makes me feel like you're not gouging me.
Yes.
That you're not trying to bleed me dry of everything that I've got to support your athletics, whether it be college or pro.
How many times have you gone to a game like that and said, well, I just paid $10 for a crappy hot dog.
Right.
So Matt Ryan can make $80 billion.
Right.
And not even win a Super Bowl.
It's just the right thing to do.
It is.
It's good for marketing. It's good. It's just, it's like good for morale. Like you feel better. But as long as you're willing to pay for it, we're not going to change it, is the attitude. It's so greed-driven. If you're willing to pay that, hey, they're willing to pay it. Why change it? As a matter of fact, let's raise it next year. We could get even more money. Just $1. Oh, just $1 we could raise it. And geez, you imagine the money we can make on that? We can make $1 million just by raising it by a dollar. You already got plenty.
You went into Jesse Ventura mode there.
Well, it infuriates me that they do this, because even like these the pro teams, I think the Jets were one of the first I remember seeing a story years ago, and now it's all over college, is you have to pay a fee to have the right to buy the tickets in that section. It's like the K Fund.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to pay a donation just to have the opportunity to buy the tickets. That to me is the worst kind of fleecing there is.
Yeah.
And then when you walk in, they get you on these prices. The Masters at Augusta National, also in Georgia, they've done the same thing for years and years and years. Pimento cheese sandwich, $2.50. You know, Coke, $2, $3, something like that. They've done it like that for years and years and years. It's just the right thing to do for the people.
But now, can a woman buy a Coke for $2 there, or?
Touche. All right. I've calmed down. I'm just glad to see the Falcons leading the way. Hopefully this will become a trend and the rest of the folks will go, you know what? This is a good reward.
It should become a trend because, like I said, they're not going to be operating at a loss here.
Yeah. This is how we'll repay you for helping us, is we'll lower the prices and we won't make it, you know, $100 out of your pocket to take your family to the game.
I mean, it makes it impossible to bring a family of four to a game. I mean, it's impossible.
Yeah.
It's
just too much money.
Yeah.
After you buy the tickets and...
And really, if you're bringing your kids, like, that's the part that they want.
Yes.
They want the pizza. And the
popcorn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peanuts. That kind of thing. I remember we used to, when Riverfront Stadium for the Reds, they used to sell upper 10 for $5. That meant the upper 10 rows, $5 gets you into the ball game. You'd go in and get a beer, and it'd be $7. the cost of a beer was more than the ticket to get in. Crazy. All right. We didn't get to everything, but we're going to get to what we can in this last segment. And including a phone call if you want to give us a shout, 381-1313, here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Hey, it's me, your car. I'm sick. Oh, needs my engine lights on. Please bring me to CarMedic.
The local owner-operators are the doctors. I mean the CarMedics. They never surprise us with anything, and they treat my car like it's their own. Plus 30-minute oil changes and a free shuttle. Listen to your car. Bring it to CarMedic on Houstonville Road next to Pizza Hut in Danville. Call them at 209-2191 and follow them on Facebook. CarMedic, where they treat your car like it's their own.
Play the courses the champions play. The Pete Dye and Donald Ross courses at French Lick Resort. The 2017 NCGOA National Course of the Year Our Pete Dye course hosts the first ever Senior LPGA Championship presented by Old National Bank this July. French Lick's Donald Ross course is looking good as it turns 100 this summer and hosts the Donald Ross Centennial Classic Symmetra Tour event. Book your golf vacation now at FrenchLick.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Some Kentucky colleges, especially private schools, require an admissions essay that not only affects your chances of being admitted, but also the amount of financial aid you might receive from that school. So, high school seniors, put some time and effort into your essay. Colleges want students who can express themselves clearly and intelligently. So, check and double-check your spelling, grammar, and punctuation. Then ask a teacher to review it before you write your final draft. It's the Financial Aid Tip of the Month from the Kentucky Higher Education Assistance Authority.
Banks floor covering.
Have you seen my turtle?
How would I know where your turtle is?
You always say you have something for everyone.
Well, we've got carpet, vinyl, hardwood, laminate, and ceramic flooring, but nothing for turtles.
So you don't have something for everyone.
A turtle doesn't count as someone.
Don't you like turtles?
Sure, we like turtles, but we don't have any turtle flooring.
I don't think you really like turtles.
We've got something for everyone. Banks floor covering. 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Didn't you go to the Bahamas or something this summer? Did you win a cruise or something? No.
I went on a Disney cruise in February.
That's it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have not. I didn't go on a vacation this. I mean, I took some days, but I didn't go on a real vacation. Went to the pool a lot.
Yeah. It's nice. Hey, I don't mind that.
I'd like to go to Aruba, Jamaica. Sydney McLaughlin. Did you see this girl? She is the first ever repeat winner of the Gatorade National High School Athlete of the Year Award. She won it for the second year in a row. She's the Olympic hurdler and sprinter and UK signee.
Listen, this girl has got everything going for her. Like,
she's on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Yeah.
The latest one.
But I mean, she's talented. She's personable. She's beautiful.
Yep.
Like, it is... The world is her oyster, man.
You're right. There's no doubt about it. And despite all of that, she says she wants to major in journalism and become a sports broadcaster. Sydney! Don't do it, girl.
Well, listen, she's not going to be starting out in Terre Haute, Indiana.
You're right about that. Yeah. She'll go straight to one of the networks and be a sideline reporter and life will be grand.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
It happens that way for the blessed ones. Which I am not. Rondo to the...
By the way, Roger Federer...
Just won Wimbledon?
Won Wimbledon. I mean, is he not the greatest of all time?
Yeah, he is. There's no doubt. Just now ending.
Yep. I mean...
He is.
It helps when someone gets, Rafa was, upset and stuff. But Federer still got it. Straight sets. Yeah, I thought Venus might have a chance with Serena out of Wimbledon, but she lost yesterday. But Roger Federer's the bomb.
He is. How about Rondo agreeing to a deal with the Pelicans? 1-year deal. Remember, DeMarcus Cousins said he wasn't going to let Rondo leave the Kings when they were both in Sacramento. And so now it's Rondo, DeMarcus, Anthony Davis, Darius Miller, all there in New Orleans. The Summer League semifinals today, the only UK player, I think, is Bam. He's with the Heat. Semifinals of that Las Vegas League.
Yeah.
And Bam has been wonderful. He's going to be a great rookie.
Also, has the Summer League ever been more popular than it is this year?
No. The Lonzo Ball thing, like LeVar Ball or not, his presence, his mouth has put fans in seats.
And his no doubt about his it. Shoe thing is over the top because, I watched his post-game interview last night, and Cassidy Hubbard said, oh, you went with the Steph Currys tonight. Yeah, well, what are you wearing tomorrow? Because Reebok right. hasn't been represented.
Crazy. I mean,
and she said, is it a thing? He said, yeah, it's a plan.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
We didn't even talk basketball. Tons of recruiting stuff. All those guys. The big thing that we heard this week was Zion Williamson and Emmanuel Quickley talking about being a package deal. Emmanuel Quickley was on the Olympic team with Cal and is believed to be a heavy lean to Kentucky. He's the point guard for 2018, yep. And Zion Williamson is the absolute freak of nature.
Yes.
And to think that those two would be a package deal and come to Kentucky. But we're out of time. We got to go. Have yourself a wonderful week. Football season is right around the corner. We're building right up to it. Thanks for joining us on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance, go, bro. I know.